DW.
On a Saturday afternoon in a downtown Manhattan store, a few people are crowded around an old typewriter. It's not supposed to putter like an old tractor.
Yeah, that's what's wrong with it. That's what we have to fix.
So they've opened it up to see if they can solve the problem. Mitch Bacharach, 57, recognizes the object from back in the day.
Offices were full of them. It's an IBM Selectric. Dominated American business. And then along came word processors. Put this whole idea out of business.
Bacharach and others are gathered at Pop-Up Repair, a temporary shop that opens around New York City for a few days at a time. People bring in torn clothes, squirrely electronics, busted furniture, anything they'd like to stop from a trip to the landfill. The idea came to Sandra Goldmark, a set and costume designer, when a bunch of things around her house broke. It didn't come at the best time.
I was actually home on maternity leave, and a whole bunch of things coincidentally broke in my house.
That included a vacuum cleaner, which she didn't want to lug all the way to New Jersey, as the manufacturer suggested. After founding Pop-Up Repair in 2013 with her husband, Goldmark has come to learn that fixing stuff also means saving a lot of energy.
The actual objects themselves don't make up that high of a percentage of the space in landfill. Where the greatest percentage of waste is created is actually in manufacturing new products. So for example, I've read as much as a 1-to-40 ratio. So if you throw, you know, a 1-pound object in the landfill and replace it with a new object, you can be creating as much as 40 pounds of waste upstream in the manufacturing process.
In New York City specifically, furniture and household products make up less than a quarter of what the city throws away, according to a report by the Department of Sanitation. But while sparing the environment might be part of the appeal for some of the fixers, most of them are here to learn. Andy Yale is working on a slide projector with a broken switch. He says he's here just because he enjoys tinkering.
I've always done this, you know. I've always taken things apart. And most of my life I spent in very cerebral jobs. And this was sort of a way that I got in touch with a different kind of calmer side.
And for Ella Veris, these events are a chance to question throwaway culture.
I come from Romania, and in Romania, at least when I grew up under communists, we would not throw up out umbrellas. Here, after each time it rains, it's I don't know how many tons of umbrellas you see on the corners, you know, and it's just incredible to me.
Pop-Up Repair is one of a few stores with a fixing focus to open in recent years. A few miles uptown from here, in a small, sweltering shop, a few seamstresses are mending jeans so that people can keep them in their wardrobes. Denim Therapy was founded in 2006, and it's been in the garment district for the past 6 years. Dozens of folded-up jeans fill the cubbies that line the walls, whether heavily faded or navy blue. Emily McIntosh, who manages some of the workflow here, says the market for patching up our old clothes is part of a countercultural moment.
Now with the fast fashion being really popular, they're starting to get a pushback from that. People in the fashion industry are realizing that it's just not sustainable and the quality of clothing is really bad. And vintage clothes are really in again, so we've gotten a lot of kids from Brooklyn bringing in really old jeans to get them customized or fixed so that they last longer.
A colleague of hers, Rafael Flores Contreras, is familiar with the charm of vintage threads. Draped on the back of his chair is a torn denim jacket. Despite working at Denim Therapy, he'd rather not get it fixed for sentimental reasons.
I mean, look at what a nice piece of denim it is. You know, it's all broken and it's funny. It's kind of ironic, you know, to have a piece of broken denim that I wear every day in a restoration company.
The shop goes through more than 1,000 pairs of jeans every month, Flores says. Some are shipped from as far as Italy and Australia. But much closer than that, across the East River and a few miles into Brooklyn, is another business with an eye for sustainability. Manufacture NYC used to be in the garment district too, until their need for enormous spaces took them to Sunset Park, an industrial part of town. The company serves as a hub for a collection of small fashion businesses, divided not by cubicle walls, but racks of clothing and cardboard boxes. One of them is run by Daniel Silverstein, a designer who makes eye-catching clothes out of scraps that might otherwise hit the landfill.
When you cut out a neckline, for example, you always have sort of this half-moon shape left over, and you might have a stack of 500 of the exact same piece and no one knows what to do with them, so they throw them away.
Silverstein describes mountains of unused material at one of the Brooklyn factories he visits. He'd rather not name it because
I don't want to demonize them. What they're doing isn't wrong, it's what everyone's doing. This is common practice in our industry. So what I'm describing from this particular factory is no different from what you see in most factories around the world.
In fact, industry insiders call fashion and the garment industry the world's second most polluting, behind oil. Making those textiles, whether they end up on store shelves or get carted out as trash, takes a lot of farming, processing, and shipping. The apparel industry generates some 10% of the world's carbon dioxide emissions, a big driver of man-made climate change. According to Silverstein, consumers care more and more about reducing that footprint, especially the younger ones.
I started seeking out business advice from responsible, well-respected, successful individuals who told me that no one cared about this. And as I've grown it, they are caring more, but the care that I'm getting is mostly coming from a younger generation.
Like the fixers at Pop-Up Repair or those at Denim Therapy, the customers here understand that there are plenty of reasons to buck the out with the old, in with the new adage. For DW, this is Pierre Bien-Aimé in New York City.
This report was brought to you by DW.